How did they get this status in the first place?
Good afternoon. Well, I wasn't around in 1940, but I've actually read about the reasoning why. And back then, the NFL was a trade association, and it was just getting started. And Congress saw this exemption as a way for the association to basically save some money and try to put people in the stands. And, you know, at that point in time, we're talking about a fledgling league, not a league today that's making upwards of $9, $10 billion a year. So times have changed. Now you have congressmen and women saying that because times have changed and because there are so many issues, Adrian Peterson, Ray Rice, the Washington Redskins name issue, you know, the NFL doesn't deserve this exemption anymore, that it should be taken away from them. So that's where we are today. That's where we were back in 1940, and I think that was the justification back then, which may not be so relevant today.
What are the what other trade associations would have this kind of status then? That would be in the same category as the NFL?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. The NBA is a for-profit organization. The NBA pays taxes, as does Major League Baseball, which lost its exemption roughly a decade ago. But the National Hockey League, the PGA, actually gets a bigger exemption than the NFL. They retain that tax-exempt status. Now, obviously, neither the PGA nor the NHL are making the type of revenues as the NFL, so maybe they have a better cause for keeping their exemption. But just so you know, there are still, you know, those organizations out there in professional sports that are benefiting from this type of status.
What would the actual impact be, in your estimation, to the National Football League if it lost this status?
You know, interestingly, what I've read is that it would be somewhat marginal, that, you know, because of different type of tax laws and different ways that the NFL could, you know, mess around with its own books to show some losses as opposed to gains, that the tax implications may not be as large as some think, and that, you know, this, much like many things, this could be a big PR play by congressmen and women who are trying to lead the public to believe that they're really hurting the NFL for the stance that it's taken on these domestic right. violence issues, you know, on the whole Washington Redskins debate, when, meanwhile, losing the tax-exempt status wouldn't hurt the NFL at all.
Well, how did baseball end up losing their tax exempt status? What was the there wasn't a political flashpoint there, was there?
No, I don't think it had anything to do with a particular political issue. I'm not well versed on that particular matter, but I do believe that it was roughly a decade ago, and it may have just been a change in the tax code as it related to Major League Baseball. But truthfully, I'm not sure about that.
We're a little tight on time. I guess what's worth pointing out, though, is that for everybody who thinks the NFL teams don't pay taxes, it's not really true. The 32-member organizations, the individually owned franchises, do pay tax. It is the league itself that has this tax-exempt status. And, of course, they're able to move numbers from the left column to the right column in order to benefit to the maximum of their ability. What remains to be seen is if Congress is successful in changing the status, and B, what exactly does it mean? And Darren, at least, doesn't think it's probably going to mean a whole lot. Darren, good of you to take time for us today. Thank you very much.